Coach, obviously, you know, with the plan, with the quarterback situation coming in, you got to be happy, obviously, not seeing the tape and what the reads were, being sharp, being consistent, and be able to hit, you know, a high percentage rate of pass completions in the game.
Well, there's some things we have to build off of, some things we got better at, and that they control, some things we can look forward to getting better once we watch the film. But for the most part, other than the fumble, we didn't turn it over, which we can't have, but all of them performed well. I got to see the film. It was a quarterback center exchange. Regardless of what led to it, we can't have it. He's got some things to build off. He's got some positives that we can look at and he can build from. He's got some negatives that we got to correct to be expected in the first game.
Ted, was the plan to come in with a relatively conservative plan for him with a lot of safe, quick passes?
Initially, he had some shots down the field that they took away by coverage. He went to a second read and he got rid of the ball. So he did a good job doing that.
How much of a weapon is Anderson's speed going to be this season?
Well, hopefully it's a big weapon. You know, he caught one tonight, and it's a good start for him. Just got to continue to get better week by week.
How did you feel the defense played,
Tom? I know they had 9 sacks, but that's not indicative to how they played. I got to see the film. I thought some run holes were open, and some people misfit some runs. But overall, they held the 3 points. There's things to get better at.
How encouraging was that opening drive?
It was good to see. It was good to start out for the guys, especially some of the younger guys that were out there. So we just got to keep building.
Were you close, Todd, to playing Forte?
No.
It looked like Christian in the pocket was more decisive with where to go with the ball, with his reads. Was that just him feeling comfortable, or was that maybe that by design that someone to play calls?
Some was by design, and he was comfortable when he came out, though. Some was him being comfortable. Obviously, the plays, he had some downfield plays that didn't pan out, and he got rid of the ball, so he did a good job doing that.
Just the one sack, that
would seem to be a step forward for not holding the ball as long as he started this one. Two guys running free, he had no chance.
He
didn't have a chance, but, you know, he didn't see it because when he turned his back, play action, you don't want that. We got to pick up those blockers.
But he's positive that that's the only sack he could have. He didn't make any sacks because he's holding up the ball forever.
He played okay in the pocket, I thought. You got to see the film to see whether he took sacks or not. I thought he moved around well. He threw the ball away when he had to. There's stuff to build on.
Middleton came off?
He hurt his pec. He's got to get some tests run. Not to my knowledge. I thought Freddie got hurt, but he finished the game.
Why did Zone Donovan
play? Has a sore shoulder.
You saw Josh talking to Christian a lot on the sideline. What's that mentorship relationship been like so far?
Josh has been great since he came here. He talks to those guys quite a bit, and although it's very competitive there, he also tries to help and be a mentor, and that's a plus, having an extra coach.
What'd you see from Jamal and Marcus?
I didn't get much action in the first 2 series, so you'll see more next game, but they did the right thing, so I'm happy there.
Your defensive linemen were doing sprints back and forth quite a bit. Is that something they decided to do amongst themselves?
No, they didn't play as much, so they decided to get some more work in so they don't come in rusty next week.
Did you get any more clarity outside linebacker?
Not really. Most of them were hurt.
Good.
Thanks.
Thanks, Todd.